Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Hallelujah! He won the battle so that we can win the battle. All of our battles, amen? He fought the good fight of faith so we could fight the good fight of faith. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, I win.
I win.
I can't lose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's give the Lord some praise. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Tell somebody 2026 is going to be better than 2025. Hallelujah. So if you believe it, you'll see it. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's give praise and worship in the worship band a hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's kind of light in here today. I guess people are still home eating cookies and chicken and turkeys and all that. No, some people are traveling, but I trust you all had a blessed Christmas. Praise God. Mine was good too. It was good too. Amen. All right, I just want to, I'm going to share some things with you to get us ready for 2026, get us ready for the new year. Amen. And so we're not familiar with the new year coming. We should expect it to be different. We should expect it to be better. Amen? Doesn't matter what's happening out in the world. It's always good in the kingdom. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, you ready? Y'all ready?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Why don't you lift up your Bibles, your iPads, your cell phones, whatever you have the word on. Amen? Your sword. Praise the Lord. Say, this is my Bible. It is the word of God. I am what the word says I am. I can do what the word says I can do. I can have what the word of God says I can have. It will lift me up. It always lifts us up. It'll lift me up out of darkness into the light, out of poverty into wealth, out of sickness into health. Say, this day, after hearing and receiving the ever-living, the everlasting word of God, I will never be the same again. Never, 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 never. Never, ever, ever, ever. Will I be the same again in Jesus' name? Say, just one word from God will change your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I love the word and the fact that, you know, it's never quite the same when we read it or look at it because we're changing. The word doesn't change, but we're changing. So what we didn't see, the one time, the 10th time, the 20th time, we'll see it the next time. Amen? So the word never fails us. The word is never boring. Praise the Lord. That's why we need to read it. Amen? All right. I'm going to be sharing some scriptures about seeking strategies, focus, and vision for the new year. Seeking strategies, focus, and vision for the new year. And I'm not getting really deep or that detailed, but I am going to get Hebrew on you. Amen. I want to share, you know, as I was, you know, meditating on the new year coming up, 2026, I had realized and found out that this month that we're in on the Hebrew calendar, right, is the month called Tevet. It's called Tevet. And that year, that month actually means something. So I'm just going to share with you what that means. Now, we know that in Hebrew numbers, the Hebrew numbers have meaning. Words are connected to Hebrew numbers and even pictures. So I'm going to be sharing some things with you for that. Let's look at Proverbs 4:18. Proverbs 4:18. We'll start there. It says, "But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day." Another version says that the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter. Somebody say, my path should be getting brighter and brighter. So the path of the righteous should be getting brighter and brighter. Why am I emphasizing that? Because as believers, as the people of God, as the children of God, as the sons of God, our lives should be getting better. Did anybody agree with me? That our lives should be getting better. Not worse. I didn't say we wouldn't have trials. I didn't say we wouldn't have tests. But even in that respect, we should be getting better at withstanding trials and experiencing victory over tests, right? So, but as far as we're concerned, the righteous, because we're connected to God, our path should be getting brighter and brighter. Amen? So, let's look at Ephesians chapter 1:18. Ephesians 1:18. Or 15 through 18. The eyes of your Paul, this is Paul praying for, where he's writing to the Ephesians, and this is his prayer for them. He says, "Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you," read this with me, "the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him." Read this. "The eyes of your understanding," the another version says that the eyes of your heart, "the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know," somebody say, "I need to know some things," "that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." So I'm connecting these verses. Proverbs 4:18 had talked about that our path gets brighter and brighter. Apostle Paul's praying for the Ephesians that our the understanding, that our hearts would be enlightened. Somebody say, God wants us to have light. Light means understanding. Light means things that are revealed to us. So God's purpose for us is that his word would come alive in us. Amen? So he said that he prayed that they would, the hearts of their understanding would be enlightened, which means that they would receive revelation. So the reason why we want to be into the word of God and read the word of God on a regular basis is so that at some point, we want to get to the place where we say, oh, that's what the word of God means. That's what it means for me. Oh, you know, it's like a light should come on, right? Flash, flash. Anybody ever read the word and all of a sudden you get it? So we should all get to a point where we get it. And that's what God wants for us. He wants us to be so into the word that as we read it and meditate on it, that a light bulb comes on and says, oh, that's why we all need to get to a point where the light comes on that we know, oh, God really does love me. Oh, I really am seated with Christ. We've read that in Ephesians chapter 2, that we're seated with Christ. We need a revelation that once we died with Christ, right, rose again with him, and when he was seated at the right hand of the Father, we were seated with him. That is a revelation. That's a light bulb that needs to come on in order for us to function properly as born-again believers, right? And the reason why we want to get a revelation of being seated with Christ is so that we can get God's perspective of things. Most of us have heard of the term having a bird's eye view. So us being seated with Christ, it actually put us at an advantage so that we could have a bird's eye view. See, we get caught up in the natural. We get caught up in earthly things, and we forget about the heavenly view that we're supposed to have. So we need to get revelation of these things so that we can function in these things, right? So that we can believe everything that we read about God's character, everything that we read about God's love, everything that we read about God's power, everything that we read about God's purpose, a light will come on and we'll understand. And the more that we understand, the more that we benefit from the Word of God, right? That's why we can't look at the Word as just words. We have to look at the Word of God as light and life, right? Because the Word of God gives us light, and it gives us light, all right? So this month called Tevet, there's a couple things associated with this that will help us. There are things to be understood about the Hebrew calendar. We have the Gregorian calendar, right, which starts January 1st, but we have the Hebrew calendar, which starts earlier or later, started already. Sometimes I would get frustrated and I said, God, how can we just keep track? We keep track of, you know, the word as we read it, but then we have to keep track of things that are observed on the Hebrew calendar. Sometimes it seems like a lot. But somebody said this to me, because every month on the Hebrew calendar, it gives you a vision. And so I heard this woman say, I like celebrating or observing the months on the Hebrew calendar, because just think, if God has a purpose to everything under the sun, if he has a purpose to assigning a name, assigning a number to the months in the calendar, she said, that means that I can always be in sync with God. And that made sense to me. I'm like, you know, because we don't have to make mistakes. If this month means vision, and it means having goals and strategies and the ability to see, then that always keeps us focused. And it keeps us in check, so we're not just all over the place. And all over, going to every church, and, you know, just some people don't go to church at all, just doing a whole bunch of scattered stuff. So anyway, that just made sense to me. So this month on the calendar, it's the word Tevet. It's the month of Tevet, and there's two things associated with it. So we're going to use them today, and I'm not going to preach on it a lot. I just want to give you something to follow, right? So this month, it started on December 20th, and it ends on January 18th. So all through the fast, right? Well, not all through the fast. The fast ends on the 25th. Y'all knew we were fasting for 21 days, right? Yes. If you've been here long enough. If you've been here at least one January, you know that we have a corporate fast. So we're getting ready for that. So what this month means will still be happening during the fast, which I think is great. Again, we're talking about strategies and vision for the new year, right? How many of you could use a vision? How many of you could use strategies? How many of you want to do what God tells you to do, but sometimes you lack strategy, right? Well, God wants to give us strategy, because he wants us to understand. He wants us to benefit from the things that he has already set in motion, right? So so the word Tevet, there's two things associated with it. Number one, there's the number that's associated with it is the picture. On the Hebrew calendar, Hebrew words have pictures with them. So Tevet is associated with the eye, okay? And that's a symbol that God attaches to this month and other things. But it's the symbol of an eye. And so an eye, it means focus. Somebody say focus. An eye means vision. Somebody say vision. And it even means, if we do it right, if we trust God, it means strategies, right? Sometimes we don't know exactly what to do, but God wants to help us because he wants to shine light on our way so that we prosper, so that we can see where we're going, right? Based on what he has written. So let me look at my notes here. So it's the symbol of an eye, which means vision. It means focus. And what we're going to do today is to trust God with some strategies. Amen? Sometimes you want to do something and you don't know exactly how to do it. Anybody ever been stumped? There's something you want to do, but you don't know how to do it. God wants you to know how to do it so that you can prosper. Amen? And so, to prosper means to be successful in everything that you do, right? So in every way, in every area. So it means vision. This month of Tevet, it means vision. It means focus. So number one, this is a time to focus, right? It's a time to focus on the things of God. In other words, we need to start paying attention. Start paying attention. So this is a time to focus. It's a time for us to get our priorities straight. Okay? God's trying to get us in the proper position, right? So it's a time to focus because the symbol is the eye. And it's a time to get our priorities straight. You know, as a year goes by or months go by, you can get off track. Isn't that right? It's easy to imagine that when we get hit with some things, when things don't go our way, we can easily get off track. And now we didn't stop looking at the thing that we were focusing on when we started out, right? We get discouraged. And so God wants us to stay focused. Somebody say, stay focused. Which means we need to get our priorities straight. This is our time. This is the time to look. This is the time to see. And again, I'm working on us getting to a successful and full 2026, right? So we're getting ready. So it's almost like God, because January is soon, Thursday midnight, the new year is starting. So we definitely need to see. We need to know what's going on as soon as the new year jumps off. Amen? So it also means, so this is a time to focus. It's time to get our priorities straight. This is the time to examine. Men should understand this. This month is the time to keep your eye on the ball. Y'all know what keep your eye on the ball. Don't lose focus. Follow that ball. Keep your eye on the ball. Don't let it out of your sight. So now we have to make sure that we know the will of God and that we keep our eye on the ball. Somebody say, don't get distracted. So we have to examine. So what do? We have to examine how we're seeing things. We have to examine how we're seeing things. How are we seeing things? How are we seeing the things of God? How are we seeing our purpose? How are we seeing our provision, right? How are we seeing? Are we seeing correctly? Are we seeing properly? What we're seeing, is it going to get us what God wants to get to us, right? So we use the eye so that we are careful at what we're seeing. It's a time to be careful what you look at, right? When we get distracted, we start looking to the right and to the left. But we have to concentrate on being focused, finding out what God wants us to see, right? Keeping the word of God and the purpose of God before us so that we don't get off track, right? So we have to be careful of what we're looking at. When we're believing God for a job, we have to make sure we're not looking at us not having a job. It doesn't mean you don't have a job. It just means that you're not supposed to be looking at not having a job. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we can't fulfill the plan of God. God can't do his work if we get distracted and don't pay attention to what we're looking at. If we're sick, if we, you know, the Bible says that Abraham didn't consider his own body, which was now dead, when God told him, you're going to have a son. So what did he do? Abraham had to make sure he didn't focus on not having a child. He couldn't focus on his old body. He had to focus on what God had said, the promise that God had given him. That's the same thing that we have to do. So we get thrown off track because we stop looking. We forget what we're looking at, which is the promise. Somebody didn't say the promise. What God has promised, that's what we're supposed to look at. But if we get distracted, now we're going to get off course, right? Remember, this means the eye, and it means focus. Tell the person next to you, say focus. Stay focused. How many of you would admit you've been distracted? Yep. You've been believing God for something. Seems like it's taken so long, and now you're distracted. But guess what? We get distracted when we take our eye off the prize, when we take our eye off the promise, right? So now we just have to make sure we shift back, right, so that God can do what he wants to do. So how are we seeing things? For instance, if what you're seeing causes you to be fearful, if what you're looking at causes you to be fearful, right, you're looking at the wrong thing. So that's how you can examine what you're looking at, what you have your focus on. You understand what I'm saying? So how do you feel? Do you feel defeated? Do you feel depressed? Do you feel discouraged? That means you've got your eye on the wrong thing. Your focus is on the wrong thing, and you're not going to get the right results. Tell somebody, I'm going to get the right results. So how are we looking? How are we looking ahead at 2026? Does it make us fearful? Come on, y'all. Does it? Some of y'all hated 2025, perhaps. So that makes you look at, you got your doubts about 2026. But the path of the righteous is supposed to get brighter and brighter. Say, it's going to get brighter for me. As long as my focus stays right. Are we hopeful? Are we excited? Are we peaceful? So we have to examine what we're feeling so we can know what we're looking at. And so if we feel any of those things, if we don't feel hopeful, if we're not excited, if we don't feel peaceful, then we are looking at the wrong thing. Amen? Again, this is to get us back on track. So we have to take inventory. We have to take, somebody say, take inventory. So, it's the focus is, the symbol for this Hebrew month is the eye, right? And then we are in the decade, I don't want to get too do too much, but we're in the decade of the mouth. Y'all remember that? So the year 5786, the 80s is the decade of the mouth. So from 5780 Hebrew year to 5789 is the decade of the mouth. That's why we have to start saying and confessing as much as we can. Like we need to catch up, right? Because we've dropped the ball. We started out confessing some things, then all of a sudden we decide to drop the ball and we ain't saying nothing. Or whatever we're saying, it's not going to get us what we want. We're not going to see what we want because we've been confessing the wrong things. So now this month, you want to look before you speak, even though it's the decade of the mouth, because this month is associated with an eye, what you're looking at. You have to make sure that you look before you speak. Amen? Because that'll mess things up, right? So examine what you're speaking. So I'm just going to give you some steps, okay? All right. Let me give you a couple definitions. Strategy, it means a plan, a method, or series of maneuvers for obtaining a specific goal or result, right? A goal is the result, or I just made it easy. The goal is the outcome or the end of your strategy. That's what your strategy. So God wants to give you a strategy. You want a new home. Like, for instance, David, you might want to stop working so hard. Well, what would be your strategy? You ask God for a strategy. You got to train up somebody in the business, right, so that he can relieve you of some of your responsibility. That would be a strategy. So you train somebody, and so that they can take up some of your slack, right? So that you can feel more blessed, you can spend more time with your family, and still be making money. So God has strategies like that for us, for all of us. He cares about what we're doing. He doesn't want us just working blindly. He wants to help us, right? He wants us to be successful. He wants us to be prosperous, right? So, and then he'll give you a vision. He'll cause you to see something. You know, one of the things that we have to do is we have to pray and ask God to help you, but we have to train ourselves in order to obtain the vision that God wants for us. We have to train ourselves to see in the physical realm, but also see in the spiritual realm. You understand what I'm saying? So as the people of God, how do you see in the spirit? You see it by faith. You see it with eyes of faith, right? If God says that I've given you the power to get wealth, to establish my covenant, then we're going to have to see that ahead of time. Everything with God, everything with faith is ahead of time, before you see it. We're not going to get anything if we expect to see it before we believe it. I know y'all know that by now, right? We have to see it in the spirit. We have to believe it by faith before we see it in the natural. So God wants us, even for 2026, to learn how to train ourselves, not to just see in the physical realm, like observing what's working, what's not working, where are things being obstructed, right? Where's the enemy coming in? So we need to examine the physical, but we also need to train our minds to see the spiritual, which is the promise. Right? Y'all agree? Because faith requires that we believe God first. Right? Don't raise your hand, but how many of you still struggle with faith? And you think faith involves what you see. What we see doesn't mean anything. If it's not what we want, we got to use our faith for it, right? So God is training us Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We're always in faith training. God wants to bless us abundantly, but he's also training us to believe him before we see what he's promised, right? You pray for a job, right? And you don't thank God when you get the job. You thank God once you prayed for the job. That's faith. Tell somebody, that's faith. Where when you thank God and praise God before you see it, that pleases him, right? So we have to make sure we don't make that mistake, that we train ourselves to see not just the physical realm, but to see the spiritual realm, or to see with eyes of faith. Also, what we want to do, you can write this down, is to ask God for a download. Ask God for a download. If you so choose, I would like us to bring something New Year's Eve to present to God. Either ask him for a download because you don't know what to do, or you already know what to do, and you just take your plan to him, right? And let him examine it. You know, I think perhaps it would be a good idea if all of us did a vision board. I've never done that before. I've written things down or had things in my head, or if it's something in my body, it's always a reminder, so I don't have to write it down if I need to be healed from something. But if we would write down a vision board, that'll give something for us to work with, something for our children to work with, and something for God to work with. How exciting would that be to have a vision board and then your children are all involved, right? You got something up on the refrigerator. You got something on your wall. And so every day you can refer to it. Say, yeah, everybody, yep, we believe in God for this. We believe in God for this car. We believe in God to move. You know, we're believing God for mommy to be healed, so that we can keep our focus. And Habakkuk 2, verses 1 and 2, let's look at that. So we can ask God for a download. Somebody say, God's got the download. He knows what to do. So Habakkuk chapter 2, it says to write the vision down, right? So what we want to do is we want to write the vision down. That helps us stay focused. That's part of our strategy, is to write these things down. Amen? What do you believe in God for? Ask the person next to you. Ask them for one thing that they're believing God for. And see if they can answer you. Yeah, I'm going to embarrass y'all. Not really. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I'm just making a point, right? So God tells us to write the vision down so that they that read it can run with it, right? So we need to write the vision down so we can look at it every day. We don't need to forget that I need to be healed. We don't need to forget that I need to increase income. We don't need to forget that we're believing God to put our family back together, right? We don't need to forget that we need a miracle. We need to write these things down, right? God is a specific God. He's not random. He's not random. He's a specific God, and he wants to bless us and answer our prayers when we're specific. So we write the vision down so we can look at it every day. Every day. Somebody say, every day. Every day. Amen? So this year, 2026, if I'm believing God for us to increase in membership, I need a strategy. I can't just say, oh, God, we're just believing for double the amount of people or whatever. I need a strategy. What am I going to do? What are we going to do to increase? What are you going to do to increase your income? Amen? To increase your peace. What are you going to do to get out of depression? Right? So we need to write these things down, and God will give you a strategy because he loves you. Amen? So we can look at it every day. Right? If we look at it every day, that way we know why we're doing something. Why am I believing God? Right? And then we'll know how we're going to do it. So, or you can bring God your plan. So we can ask God to download a plan for us, or we can have a plan and present that to God. Amen? And God will, Proverbs 16:9, it says that a man makes plans in his heart, but it's the Lord that orders his steps. God doesn't mind us making a plan. You know, Dr. Lamont, that man was a planner. That man was a planner. You might be like me. He asked me, he said, Connie, where do you see us in 5 years? And I didn't, you know, I like giving right answers. So I was like, tilt. I said, I don't know. Where do you see him in 5 years? And so, of course, he could answer me. I couldn't answer him. I just told him I wanted a certain amount of money in the bank. So I'll never feel poor. Amen? Hey, that's real. Right? Right, ladies? Right, ladies? We like security. You got to have something in the bank. So the strategy is to save. Right? To save some money. Stop spending it all and put it in the bank. Of course, he ended up exceeding. I think at the time I said, we need $10,000 in the bank. Right? Maybe that might be a strategy for you. If something happened to your job, do you have enough money in the bank to cover your bills for 3 months? You need a strategy for that. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God forbid you should break your arm or whatever. Or something, or your business, the business you work for closes up, you need money in the bank. I didn't mean to pound on this, but we need to hear that. Tell the person next to you, you need 3 months of money in the bank. And that should be a goal. And guess who's going to work with you? God's going to work with you. Don't you know God wants you to have money in the bank?
Yes.
God doesn't want his kids broke.
Yes.
So if you work with him, he'll make it happen. Right? You know, it's hard for God to work with us when we don't know who we are. If we don't know that we're a child of God, a son of God, or daughter of God, we're not going to act right. So if I needed money in the bank, knowing that I'm in covenant with God and God's in covenant with me, I would sure get my money straight, and I would start tithing. I tithe. I'm just saying. That would be a strategy. You need to increase in finances. You need to tithe. You need to give God 10%. Right? Because now you're in covenant with him. Now he's, I don't want to use the word obligated, but he's covenanted to cause the windows of heaven to open up on your life. You see, Debbie back there, she's going like this. Amen. When we do our confession, when we talk about windows of heaven, that's what I like to do. Windows of heaven, you know, pouring out on me. So that's a strategy. But now that we talk about it, just being obedient, doing what God has told us to do. The simple things, the basic things, will be part of a strategy for us to increase. Amen? So we can't blame something on God if we're not doing our part. Right? So we want to write down a plan or either either ask God to download you a plan, or we take our plan, what we believe we're getting from him or got from him, and bring that to him. And he will tweak it for you. And he'll let you know what's wrong with that plan, if there's something wrong with it, right? Number two, we need to call those things that be not as though they were. We need to call those things that be not as though they were, right? That's how a faith person talks. You believe in God for something that's really in the faith realm, it's now. But in the physical realm, it can be future, right? So what we do is we call things that be not as if they already are. That's what sounds crazy to a lot of believers, because we wait to see it before we call it. But if you don't call it, then it can't happen. He didn't say wait on things. He said call things that be not. Not wait on things that are not, but to call things that are not into our lives so that they can be. You know, when we were singing that song about moving mountains, actually, we're the ones that are supposed to move mountains. And God, at least our voice, our commandments, what we speak, our words are powerful, right? So if we speak to a mountain, Jesus said, it will be removed. It'll be his power, but it's going to be our words that trigger the move. Amen? So our words trigger the promises of God and the power of God. Amen? So when we call things to be not as though they were, like God does, that means we have to speak with authority. That's why I've been preaching on who we are in Christ, right? And identifying with Christ and being seated with Christ. Because we have to speak with authority. And you can only speak with authority when you know who you are and when you know who your God is. Come on, y'all. I know y'all hear me. Right? So we have to speak with authority. So we have to claim it, decree it, and proclaim it until, somebody say, until it comes to pass. And we don't stop until we see, until it's in front of us and it is done. So we decree it, we claim it, and we don't stop until we see it. Amen? So if we keep our eye on the prize, keep our eye on the ball, we're going to see what we're decreeing and claiming, right? So that means no self-sabotage. Tell somebody, no self-sabotage. What do I mean by that? When you're believing God for something, that means you don't doubt. That means you don't operate in unbelief, meaning you don't believe, and you don't complain. Uh-oh. Complaining is not, what's the word? Innocent. Complaining is not innocent. Complaining, the same way we claim something and decree it, complaining does the opposite. It causes it never to appear. Right? And it's not faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So, and then get ready. Somebody say, get ready. Get ready for the haters. Once you believe God for something and you're claiming it and they're looking at you like you crazy, just get ready for the haters. People hate you just based on what you're saying, right? They say, you can't do that. Who you think you are? I'm a child of God with power in my words, power in my position, and power in my voice. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we want to seek God, seek his strategy, ask him, Lord, what do I need to do in 2026 to make your promises come to pass in my life, right? And he will give you a download. Amen? Praise the Lord. Anybody believe that? Hallelujah. And then lastly, so what we have to do is we keep your eyes on the Lord, right? You keep your eyes on the Lord. So when stuff is going on that's contrary to what you believe in for, you just keep your eyes on him. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 20 and 12. I think I gave them that. Hallelujah. Does anybody believe what I'm saying? Yes. How many of you believe God will give you a strategy? You don't know what to do. We don't know what to do, but we know we need something. And we know something needs to happen. And we know that we're tired of stuff. And we know that we're tired of lacking, right? God wants, he said his covenant of peace he'll never take away from us. That covenant of peace is nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. There's one more, I always forget that one. They added a fourth one over the years. So if we got anything broken, anything lacking, right, in our lives, God wants to give us a strategy to make that thing happen. Amen. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 12. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 12. Let's read that together. It says, "Oh, our God, will you not judge them?" They're talking about the enemy. "For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." Keep your eye on God. Keep your eye on the promise. Don't be distracted. Don't let the word of God drop, right, from your lips, from your eyes, from your mind. Are y'all hearing me? So we have to guard our eyes and be careful of what we're looking at. But we might not understand, but they said, "But God, our eyes are on you." Amen. Somebody say, "God, my eyes are on you." Say, 2026 is going to be a good year. Because I'm going to stay focused, I'm going to get your plan, and I'm going to work that plan, and I'm going to decree that plan, and I'm going to believe in that plan, and that plan is going to come to pass. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, what I want you to do is just to give God some praise ahead of time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We always need a plan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, let's pray real quick. Just a short prayer. Amen. Say, "God, my eyes are on you." Say, "I'm not going to look to the right or to the left. I'm not going to listen to anybody else except you." He's the answer to all of our problems. Amen? And I meant to say that the reason why we have to know who we are in Christ is because until we do, God can't pour out blessings on us. Because we don't know who we are. You know, Scripture says that even though a son, an inheritor, is actually the head of the house, the owner of the house, because he's a child, he's just going to be under tutors. They can't give him any responsibility. Until we know who we are in Christ, there's only so much that God can act on. You understand what I'm saying? So if we don't know who we are, if we don't know that we're new creatures in Christ, right? If we don't know that we're supposed to be blessed, happy, fortunate, empowered to prosper, and to be envied, God can't do all the things that he wants to do in our lives. Amen? We can't be part-time Christians. Amen? We will not see much blessings. Amen? Say, Heavenly Father, would you give me the strategy that I need for what is ahead? Would you give me vision for what is in store for me? And Father, please also help me to see things how you see things from a heavenly perspective. I need to know what you know, Father. Reveal them to me. Say, I'm ready to receive them by faith in Jesus' name. I receive strategy. I receive your vision. And I receive your heavenly perspective. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So guard your eyes. Guard your eyes. Be conscious of what you're looking at. Amen? And if it doesn't make you feel faith-filled, then you're looking at the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Vision is seeing something desired but not yet manifested. I remember Dr. Malls, he used to say, vision is seeing farther than you can look, which meant seeing farther than your eyes could see. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us, because he's given us the ability to see farther than our natural eyes can see. He wants us to see the future by faith. Amen? Because he's faithful. He's faithful who promised. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord just another hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I thank you for giving us strategies. I thank you for giving us vision for what's next, for the new year. God, give us clear focus of what you want to see and what we want to see. God, we thank you so much for your grace that causes you to work with us. We bless you. God, we believe that you want the best for us, that you want us to prosper in every area of our lives. Father, you want us to live a life where it looks like poverty never existed. You want us to live a life where we can't tell sickness and disease ever existed. Where we can't tell that we were ever victims to our circumstances. Father, we thank you for a clear picture of what you want for us, your children, your sons and daughters. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, with your heads bowed and every eye closed, I want to speak to anyone here. Perhaps there's someone here and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your personal Lord and Savior. I'm speaking to you. God has a plan for you. And he's got a purpose for you. But you'll never know that plan. You'll never know that purpose if you don't make him Lord of your life. So I'm going to pray a simple prayer. If today you want to make Jesus Lord of your life, if you pray this prayer, simple prayer, if you just repeat after me, if you believe in your heart what you pray with your mouth, the Bible says that you will be saved. So I'm going to pray, and then you just repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that I am a sinner. I also believe that you are a Savior, not just a Savior, but my Savior. Say, Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. You served my sentence in hell. I also believe that God the Father raised you from the dead to live forever so that I could live forever with you. Say, Jesus, I ask you now to come into my heart, come into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, today I call you Lord. Lord Jesus, take my life, use it, change my life. I'm ready. I thank you. I call you Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody pray that prayer for the very first time? You pray that prayer for the very first time, you can raise your hand. Just raise your hand so we can see it. We have some information for you about what it means to get born again. Anybody pray that prayer for the very first time? You can just raise your hand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Anybody pray? Anybody rededicate their lives to the Lord with that prayer? Maybe you were already born again, but you rededicated your life to the Lord. I want to give one more invitation that I haven't in a while. The Bible says that once you get born again, that there's still a gift, the gift of the Holy Ghost, gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. You know, if we're going to have a more successful 2026, we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We need, I don't know about you, but I need all the power and all the anointing that I can get. Is there anybody else besides me? Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. We need the power of the Holy Ghost, where he comes and fills you to full. He doesn't take you over. He doesn't do anything spooky or creepy. He just needs our permission to fill us up with his power. I need the Holy Ghost. I don't know everything. You don't know everything. We need answers. We need direction. And the Holy Spirit will do that for us. Anybody here, you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost and you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, if you raise your hand, I'll pray with you. Anybody, just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit's our friend. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, everybody. Elder Josh. So let's welcome Elder Josh. As he comes, we're going to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Yeah, my water, Kartika. Okay, it's right there.
Praise God. Great word. Amen. Great things to come. Praise the Lord. God is good. If you do not have a pink tithes and offering envelope, the ushers will gladly hand you one. We're going to turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, and we're going to read verse 6. It says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. I also wanted to kind of put it as us together. If we sow collectively, amen, we'll reap collectively. So we continually, when we're placing these tithes and offerings in the box, we're bringing money into this house, right, so that this house can grow and the kingdom of God can be spread. So, and that's a corporate thing. So I pray God's blessings on us as we do that. As we sow bountifully, we're going to reap bountifully. And this house is going to continually grow, not be some place with no lights and shagginess. No, it's going to be a place of great light, joy, people coming in, people getting saved. Amen. So just believe God for great things. Amen. And continually put what God's put on your heart to give, to do that. Amen. And the first part is the tithe. That's your gross income of what God's blessed you with. And then the other box, you could choose to put your offering. Amen. And at this time, the video will show you in other ways in which you can give.
Here at Living Faith, we have made giving easy by using electronic options as much as possible. You can text to give by texting LFCCNJ to 77977. You can give once or set up as a recurring gift. Just enter in your details, confirm your gift, and you're done. You can give through our LFCCNJ church app. This method will look similar to text to give. The iOS version of the app can be downloaded at the App Store, or you can get the Android version on Google Play. You can also give online at lfccnj.com/giving. If these options are not possible, you can obtain a pink envelope and deposit it as you leave. We thank you again for joining us today. God bless you.
Praise God. You guys can stand to your feet. When we're with God, everything is exciting, isn't it? Right? When we're with God, God makes, it's awesome. Amen? Can I get a little shout? God is good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Greater things are yet to come. Praise God. All right, we're going to begin to read our decree. Okay, begin. We decree that because we are tithers, we receive the promise of Scripture that protects those who tithe and give offerings. As a household, we are committed to tithe and give into the Lord's work. Therefore, we claim tithers' rights. That means no devourer, destroyer, waster, plunder, or pillager can rob from us in Jesus' name. They cannot steal our blessing or fruitful harvest. They cannot steal from our home, businesses, or from any of our loved ones. The destroyer can't strip away our heritage or harm our children. We stand in the tither's blessing, which promises that the Lord will rebuke the evil one on our behalf. We stand in the tither's blessing that the Lord will open heaven's treasure and pour out blessings we do not have room enough to receive. We stand confident that the tithe is raising a standard against every demonic plot and attack. We have faith that as Jesus, our Lord and eternal High Priest, stands in heaven receiving our tithe, we are under the covenant of His blessing. We prophesy that the promise to the tither rests upon our families in Jesus' name, according to Malachi 3:11, Hebrews 7:8. Amen. Amen. Lord God, we praise you for what you've given unto us. We pray that it would be a beautiful thing to you, Lord God, as we've given unto you, Lord God, that you would take pleasure in it. Lord, we ask that you would continually provide for us as you have, Lord God, that your kingdom will be established here on this earth. We thank you, Lord, that many souls will be coming in, Lord God, getting saved. Lord, healings will take place, Lord God, in this house, and lives will be transformed. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And at this time, we're going to have some hot topics by Elder Clarence.
Amen, amen. Video, could you please play the video hot topic?
Ring in 2026 with an unforgettable celebration at Living Faith Christian Center. Doors open at 9:45 p.m. with a reception of light refreshments and fellowship. Our fellowship will go to 10:45, followed by worship, dance, and an encouraging word for the new year from Pastor Connie McLean. Holiday attire is encouraged. There will be no child care for this event. We can't wait to welcome the new year together.
Amen, amen. Just have a few video hot topic announcements here. The business office will be closed on Thursday, January 1st, in observance of the new year. In And on Monday, January the 5th, we kick off our 21-day church-wide fast. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And to make this corporate time even more effective, we'll be holding lifestyle workshops. And these workshops are free. And the workshops are especially designed to focus on the overall you, mind, body, finances, relationships, and spirit for taking total dominion in 2026 and beyond. And also mark your calendars for this time as we will meet on the Saturdays in January. And that's going to be on the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th. And that's going to be from 10 a.m. to noon. And you can register at our website on lfccnj.com. And if you have moved this year, please contact our finance office with your update, your updated address, and to note that on your pink envelopes as well. And considering the winter season and in any events of impending weather for the alerts, please note that we'll be making information available on the following platforms. And that's going to be on our website at www.lfccnj.com, social media, which will be on Instagram and Facebook, and on the church app. And you can go to whichever download store, whether it's iPhone or Android, and look for LFCCNJ and download it on your app. And you can also do this by texting START at 84477. Once again, that's 84477 and text START. And notifications will be coming from the data manager from that platform. Amen. And this time, let's welcome back our pastor for final thoughts. Amen.
Thank you, Elder Clarence. All righty. If you've been part of our fast before, of course, we have our Wednesday Zoom corporate prayer during the fast. On those three Wednesdays starting at 7:30. So you'll get all the information. I mean, this thing is going to be right here, like a week from now. So it came fast, right? But we'll be ready. We're no novices to fasting, right? So eat up all your shortbread cookies and chocolate-covered pretzels. Amen. And whatever else you got at home. So, because you can't eat it during the fast. All right, but it'll be a good thing. Amen? Fasting is good. Tell somebody, fasting is good. Praise God. We're not twisting God's arm. He's getting us ready for what's to come. Amen? Preparing us so we can handle it, right? All right, so... Any first-time attenders, we want to welcome you. Anybody here for the very first time? Anybody? Yeah, I see a red ribbon there. I won't ask you to say anything, but we want you to stand just so we can all just see you and focus on you. Amen. Let's give her a hand. And you too. So we welcome you to Living Faith. You're welcome back anytime. We're so glad you came to be with us this morning. Amen. You know anybody here? Any member? She's still talking. All right. Anybody else? Any shy people? What? She doesn't know anybody here? Okay. Wow. All right. Well, we're glad to have you. Praise God. Anybody here, you want to make Living Faith your church home? You want to make Living Faith your church home? You've been visiting for a while, and you know the Lord's leading you to join, be part of the family. Is that anybody today? Anyone? All right. I know sometimes people are shy and they'll do it afterwards. That's okay. So you can see somebody over here, somebody in the altar counseling. And lastly, after we dismiss, close out in prayer, The altar will be open. Our ministers and elders will pray with you if you have concerns in your life and you want somebody to touch and agree with you in prayer. They'll be up here at the altar. Okay? Right? Elder Wanda? Okay. Amen. All right, everybody. That is it. So, amen. All right. You can stand up and we're going to close out like we usually do. Making our confession. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday and us bringing in the new year together. Amen. There's an anointment on that, anointing on that when we bring the new year in together. Amen. Praise God as a church family. I know some people can't hang, you know. They can't hang at midnight. They're in the bed at 9. But if you can, come. All right? Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you for what is to come. God, we thank you that everything that you've planned, it's a good plan. And we know that everything that you've planned is good for us. We thank you. We thank you for a year of growing and learning and loving. And we look forward to a new year with you. Father, we declare and decree. Amen. We agree with you that we are blessed, happy, fortunate, empowered to prosper, and to be envied. If you're in agreement with that, say, I'm blessed. All right, love you. Mwah.